Financial Survival Network, helping you to survive and thrive in the new economy. Get our complimentary newsletter at financialsurvivalnetwork.com. This is the Financial Survival Network.
You are listening to the financialsurvivalnetwork.com. I'm Kerry Lutz on 1230 WBZT. It's November 4th, 2013. It's time for Mickey Fulp's Major Market Monthly Review. Mickey, how are you?
Well, other than the fact that my team finished second in the World Series, I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah, well, you know, they made it to the big game, but they just couldn't make it all the way. What can you do?
Well, there's only one winner, so we still finish better than 28 of other Major League Baseball teams, so I have to be happy with that.
You got to be happy with that, and I would have preferred to have seen the Cardinals win, the team that did win, my least favorite team, not so much because of them, but because of the caliber of the fans in that town, but I'll leave it at that. I don't want to get hate mail.
New Yorker, Kerry.
Yeah, partly because of a New Yorker, you know. Spent a lot of my life in New York and just can't get it out of me, I'm afraid. But, hey, that's where the big action happened last month in the stock market, right?
Oh, that is certainly true. I know we sound like a broken record here, but in the U.S. we had higher highs across the board again, with the Dow up almost 3%, hit an all-time record. S&P 500 all-time record up 4.5%. NASDAQ continues to push up 4%. Russell 2000 all-time record at 1,100 up 2.5%. Toronto Stock Exchange made a nice recovery or a nice bounce up almost 5%, but it's still 12% off its May 2008 high. I think we can attribute that to its skewed nature toward commodities. Venture Exchange was up 2%, but it is really just back to its pre-summer doldrums level. And finally, in markets, we have the Emerging Market Index up again, almost 5%, and that's probably positive news out of China once again.
It's amazing what freshly printed fiat currency can do for stock markets when you do it. When you print enough of it, it's going to lift every market.
This is very true, and I'll finish our interview with a little diatribe about that.
And then we go to our metals, and not a terrible story, but not like the stock market.
No, the precious metals, gold was flat. But it did go once again to one of these dips. It hit as low as 1273 over the month. It's made a $40 or $50 rebound off of that low by the end of the month. The other precious metals, silver, platinum, and palladium, up 2 to 3% over the month. Our ratios, gold, silver still at 60. Platinum to gold, 1.1. Platinum to palladium, still less than 2. Gold to WTI, with the drop in WTI, which we'll talk about, you can now buy 13.7 barrels of oil for an ounce of gold. And finally, copper is just in this ho-hum holding pattern. And, you know, about all we can do is yawn and say, it's the same old with copper.
Yeah. And then, yeah, it's just been stuck there, like so many of the metals, just kind of just languishing. And then we go to our energy, where there was a real story there last month.
Well, WTI got hit really hard, down almost 6% over the month, down now to not much more than $96. A barrel. I think that's basically, Kerry, because Syria went away.
Yeah.
We don't hear anything about Syria lately.
Well,
so,
what's Syria? Isn't that someplace in the Middle East? Something's going on there, I think, right?
Yeah, exactly. Interestingly enough, Brent was flat over the month, so we saw this big drop in WTI. Brent was flat. Henry Hub Gas is gave back its gains from the month before. Now it's at 358 a million BTU. No one can make money at that price. Our ratios, we have Brent to WTI at a high not reached since April of 1.13, WTI to Henry Hub at 27. And then the sad story of the month, once again, is uranium. It's down back to its multi-year low at $34 and change, and with no good catalyst on the horizon that I can see.
Yep, nothing much happening there. And then we go to our currencies and, you know, weakness in the dollar happening there and interesting things going on.
Yeah, so the dollar index is pushing on the downside 80 once again. It's been quite a while since really the first of the year since we've seen levels this low. So with the euro, we're at the highest level since we've been tracking this. And then we have the newest index we track, and that's the U.S. 10-year Treasury bonds. And they seem to be up 1 month and down the next now. They lost 3% for the month. You know, it's all about this U.S. Fed's so-called policy of tapering. And while they undulate, or if you prefer, they vacillate or waver or even waffle, the gist of it is they're still exerting the bankster's will by yanking down the U.S. middle class as we zoom toward financial Armageddon, Kerry.
Yeah, there's no avoiding it, is there?
Just a matter of when it happens.
So be prepared. That's all you can do?
Just like a Boy Scout, Kerry, we have to be prepared.
On that note, mercenarygeologist.com, and we're going to be doing an energy special within the next week or so. We've got Dr. Frankenstein coming on. He's an experienced petroleum engineer who's active in the Bakken Shale. He's got a lot of information that you want to hear, because there's a lot of stuff going out that is just downright incorrect about the economics of drilling. The price of recovering a barrel of oil in the Bakken, it's going out. It's not correct. You need to hear from somebody who's actually up there doing the work. And Mickey's got a lot to say as well, don't you?
Well, I generally have quite a lot to say. You know, Kerry, there's no doubt I like to talk. So I look very much forward to doing our energy interview in the next couple of weeks. And let me know when that's going to be.
All right, will do. And financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up for the subscription. We got a good piece coming out on Obamacare in the next couple of days you don't want to miss. And Mercenary Geologist to track those stocks, because one day those dogs are going to have their day. Right, Mickey?
Every dog has its day, Kerry. It just matters how long that dog can live. So,
yeah, well, hopefully some of them will survive and will have their day. Thanks, Mickey.
Thanks a lot, Kerry.
The Financial Survival Network, helping you to survive and thrive in the new economy. Get our complimentary newsletter at financialsurvivalnetwork.com. This is the Financial Survival Network.